Hello and welcome to a very, very special episode of Drink 4 dot dot dot, the podcast that combines yada yada yada. If you haven't heard that before, trust me, it's not very important. Suffice to say, this is a podcast where the first half is usually me talking about a film, introducing some drinking game rules, taking a bit of an ad break where I go get shit-faced while completing those drinking rules and come back to yammer on about some fucking nonsense. I've really taken out the middleman today because boys and girls and other human beings, I've already been drinking. And by that intro music, I hope you can guess what I've been drinking for. Dot, dot, dot. Of course, it is the Shaw Brothers movies. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the Shaw Brothers work, they are a pair of brothers, as the name would suggest. You know, use a little bit of fucking inference next time so I don't have to tell you. Who made some incredible action and kung fu films from a period of time long ago until a period of time closer till now. I'm not going to look that up because you don't care. I barely care. And I've taken the time to record this, so, you know, realize my limitations here, guys. It's unfair to put that on me. Now, for this shortened episode, I'm going to, one, tell you why you should drink four Shaw Brothers films. And those reasons are very, very many. This is a great way to get into the kung fu genre, to understand what the Wu-Tang Clan was on about so many years ago and continue to still be on about today. This is a great way to understand the lineage of action films in both Hollywood and beyond. To understand the importance of choreography and of good stunt work and of actors who actually know how to be fucking badass. That's a great thing that you can learn from any Shaw Brothers movie. You can learn to hate the Manchus because the Manchus are constantly up to no good. It's goddamn Manchus. Another reason is the pageantry of it all. These films are steeped in tradition and great costuming, and of all the pomp and circumstance of old Hollywood that was so richly painted because it had to be in black and white and to see people's faces, to understand how they looked and to understand their costumes, you needed to make them utterly flamboyant and utterly colorful. Hitchcock famously used Hershey syrup as the blood in the Psycho scene because it was just darker than red liquid. These costumes in Shaw Brothers films and the makeup in Shaw Brothers films and the sets in Shaw Brothers films, it's like that scene in Wizard of Oz when Dorothy comes out into Oz. It is seeing color like you've never seen before. So that's a wonderful reason to watch Shaw Brothers films. Another one is just the badass kung fuery. I don't know if that sort of ties in with reason number one, which I've already long forgotten. I've been talking for far too long to remember anything I said that long ago. But the badass kung fuery in these films is something to watch for. And then last but not least, those hunky, hunky dudes who are in all of them. They're in every single one. There's only about seven of them. And they either play a mix of good and bad guys, that's the only thing they play. I'm sorry. That is the only thing they play. And it's great to just sort of basically go to a filmic version of Cheers where every time you're like, oh, there he is again, hooray! And, it does make me feel like a shitty film fan and a racist, privileged person that I do not know any of their names. But such is life, I suppose. Maybe one day I'll become not a scumbag and I'll sit down and I'll try to learn it. Today is not that day. Today is a day where I've been drinking gin, recording other episodes, because I'm self-isolating, because this goddamn coronavirus, son of a bitch. And, you know, to my chagrin, amusement, bemusement, happiness, utter ecstasy, noticed that Cheng Chez, The Five Deadly Venoms from 1978 was on Netflix. And so you know what? I sat down to watch that gem. And let me tell you what. Let me tell you what I drank for. Dot, dot, dot. Of course, I drank for those old standbys, which would on their own get you quite through any Shaw Brothers film. And that was to drink for drinking, drink for death, drink for fighting, and drink for blood. A new rule that I've just instituted is drink for good boys, which is drinking for any animals we've seen. Didn't really need to do that in this, because there really aren't any animals. And yeah, those rules on their own will get you hammered for this quite easily. It will not be a problem. But what I went ahead and did was I made some additional rules. Those standbys were created by Dr. George Crosswhite and myself, basically sitting in my flat in London and watching a lot of kung fu films and just desiring to get quite shit-faced on various fancy IPAs and girlshes. But we found ourselves wanting. And so in honor of that, here are several rules that you can apply to pretty much any Shaw Brothers film. We're going to drink for wig seams. Anytime you see a wig on somebody's head, they all wear wigs. You see the seam of that wig, you're going to take a drink. This could apply to glorious mutton chops, to goatees, beards, mustaches, eyebrows, the works. I don't think there are any merkins. If there are, or were, take a shot. You see a merkin in any cinema, you're going to want to take a shot. I might add that to my unspoken rules. We're going to drink for fog or smoke. This is going to get you through most of the other ones. Wasn't quite as much as I hoped in Five Deadly Venoms, but yeah, we make do. Cheng Che is very consistent with his crash zooms. Some of their other directors in the stable followed suit because he was a master at directing fight scenes. And so we're going to drink for crash zooms. For those of you who are getting into this for the first time, do not understand filmic lingo, quote unquote lingo. Yikes. I feel like I'm on Ally McBeal using the word lingo. Even know what that means. That is when the camera very quickly zooms in or out on something. And so if you're watching this, you'll see the camera just go, what does he have in his hand? Oh, it's an apple. Oh my God, who is he talking to? And so the camera just sort of smashes in and out. It's very fun to watch for. And if you actually stick to it, you're going to get shit-faced. And then, of course, we're going to drink for sick outfits, even sicker accessories. If you were to, say, learn about China's history via the Shaw Brothers, I can't imagine you'd be doing them a good service. And I have no idea if how these people are dressed or the sort of wonderful hats or necklaces or robes or gowns that they wear are traditional or have any place in actual history, or if it's just the work of an extremely talented costume designer. Nor do I care, because goddammit, they're absolutely wonderful. And that's all I have to say. I think this is supposed to be a short episode. This is supposed to get you in your state of social isolation just lift it up a little bit. This is supposed to make you slightly less miserable than you were 11 minutes ago. And so, on that wonderful bombshell, and with the plea that you seek out some Shaw Brothers films on Netflix, you can really do this with any kung fu film. Trust me, these will get you through pretty much anyone you wanted. But in these trying times, what's better than to go back in time, find a group of handsome muscle men who are just trying to do right by their teacher, in the face of so many tricky Manchus? The answer to that is nothing. Nothing in the world is better than that. Have a good evening. Or day, or what, I don't care. Have good. I think I've actually used this joke before, so I can't use it again, can I? And so, goodbye forever today. Goodbye forever today. This will be the only one that I make today. I'll probably still make these, so you don't have to be worried or anything. Goodbye, I guess.